It is review with Dan, Sean and Josh Williams for this one after Liverpool's 3-0 win against Marseille. We can start with lineups and approaches, Josh. Salah coming back gives us another option, plain and simple, really. It's good to see that there's something resembling a bench for Liverpool going into this one. Obviously, there's the Chiesa omission, which, again, just weakens us ever so slightly. And if he was on there, then it'd look a bit stronger. I think when you look at the lineup, there's maybe a bit of a question around Virch. You'd expect him to play off the left. But then when the game plays out, Liverpool are pressing a bit more with Ekotike from the left. And then the Gomez thing, really, it sort of picks itself. But given the fact that the manager clearly doesn't trust the player's body, there was maybe, I thought, a shelf for doing Gravenberch there, just based on sort of previous form relating to Slot. But he trusts Gomez. Gomez plays really well. And in general, it all just looks a bit more positive, especially since Saturday.
Yeah. Well, first off, it's nice to be able to speak about goals. I'm used to coming on for these nil-nils lately, aren't I? So
wait all this time for a goal, Josh, and three come along at once like a bull.
I know. It's classic, innit? It's a classic.
But, get to the negativity, Josh. Don't you worry about it.
I hope so, mate. I hope so. Looking at the team, it didn't shape up how I thought it was going to shape up. I think as soon as I saw Ekotike, I just automatically assumed we were just playing with a nine. But the actual reality on the pitch, I was much happier with, actually. I thought the kind of box shape that we established in the middle of the park with Szoboszlai, Gravenberch, Wirtz and McAllister just gave us that foothold. I think it seems to be a bit of a go-to for Slot when he's competing against a bit of a ball-playing side, a bit of a heavyweight team. We seem to go towards that and we seem to have the sense of kind of leveled off really whenever we do that. Obviously it's really important as well when you're facing a De Zerbi team to manage the centre. That's like arguably his biggest strength, his ability to build through the middle of the park. When Jürgen used to go there, he'd adopt a diamond every time we faced Brighton to press them just because of that central presence. So Liverpool used a bit of a box in there and it was almost man-to-man. It wasn't like a man-to-man system, 11 players across the pitch, but specifically in the middle with those four, it was like turns a piece of track and like Kondogbia and players like that. Sometimes we had McAllister in the turn, sometimes it was Wirtz in the turn, sometimes it was Szoboszlai, and he was just rotating depending on wherever their markers went.